Steve and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steven Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about our in-house title escrow company that's coming soon.
Coming back soon.
And it's it's nothing new for us. This will be our third launch of our title and escrow company.
You think it's three?
Yeah.
You think so?
We had to turn it off twice because it was so popular.
Yeah.
We weren't staffed up right.
Okay.
It was priced a little bit incorrectly and
too low.
We just didn't have the right people running.
Well, we got bombarded. I didn't have enough people running.
Yeah,
I had the right people. Exactly, I didn't have right. I didn't have 12 of them.
Exactly. So it turns out our members, well, we'll talk about it in a minute.
Yeah.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Jason asks, when you're creating your mailer, how do you send offers to the owners of the property? All right. He's clearly new and just found us, and he's asking the right question in the right place. So that's good.
Picture a spreadsheet with 1,000 lines in it. And in that every single line in that spreadsheet represents a piece of real estate. Mm-hmm. And in each line, there's lots of columns. There's the first name of the person who owns it, their last name, the address of the property, the address of where the tax bill goes to, how large it is, how many acreage,
zoning,
how many square foot, and on, 300 actual pieces of lines of columns of data that are associated with every one of those lines.
Right.
You take that 1,000 line spreadsheet and you merge it in what's called a mail merge into Microsoft Word. So you take a Microsoft Excel document into a Microsoft Word document.
Right.
And you merge them together, and all the variables, the size and the person's name, there's constants and variables inside the Microsoft Word document.
Right.
So now the end result is, without getting into a tremendous amount of detail, a super long PDF that's miles long, with perfect offers that have every single offer has a different name on it, who it's addressed to, a different assessor's parcel number. So if you go on YouTube and you look up Mail Merge 101 or how to do a mail merge or what is a mail merge, there's an incredible amount of free and valuable information about how to do this.
Right. What you're doing is creating unique and personal offers to each and every property owner.
Yeah.
Because that's what sings to them. Let's be honest. And we've been doing it. We've tried them all. You know, that's part of why you're here. You know, we learn the right way because we tested all the wrong ways.
I did a video a long time ago, and I think it was taken down by somebody.
Really?
Yeah. And I said, imagine there's 10 girls that you really like.
I did not. I wouldn't take that down. I've never taken down any of your videos, and you know that.
Imagine there's 10 girls you like, and you're going to write them each a love note, but you don't want to write 10 separate love notes because it's a pain in the butt.
It's that video's there. It's fun.
And
yeah,
you don't want any of the girls to know that the other girl got a love note from you.
Exactly.
So you write a love note, and you slide in their names and their addresses and stuff that are all different.
Yeah.
Where it needs to go, and then you send it off to their different addresses.
It's like, dear Lisa, fill in name. I can't wait to see your blank again. Fill it in. Maybe it's smile. Maybe it's eyes. Maybe it's something else. I think that's great. Fill it in, and you merge it together.
And so,
and then meet me at a certain location on Tuesday, Wednesday,
Thursday, Friday,
they all
Saturday.
Get different ones.
Yeah. Well said.
Thank you.
Good finish there.
I know this one. I didn't take anything down. I'm very comfortable in my role.
That's what a mail merge is. And you can do it. And the beauty is none of them, assuming that all of these women don't talk to each other, which is not physically possible.
Yeah.
But assuming they live in all different states and they don't know what
that
social media
helpful.
Is. They don't know that the other person got a letter. So they feel very special. Just like a landowner feels very special that you want to buy their property.
Yeah.
Very specifically, all this information, they don't know what a mail merge is when they get this.
Yeah.
You do, we do. They don't know you can send out 25,000 offers
at
one time.
I tell our people too, by the way, you want it, when you answer the phone, you want them to feel like you only sent like a handful out. You don't want to say, well, I mailed 3,000 last week, so I don't know off the top of my head, Mr. Jones, because then Mr. Jones feels like this.
Yeah.
You want the person who's calling you back to sell his property to think you sent out five. You know, kind of thing. Like, you know, I did send out a couple offers last week. Is that, if you're calling about that, can you give me some more information?
Exactly.
That kind of a thing. Don't say 3,000.
Today's topic, our in-house title escrow company and how it's coming soon.
Like, you know, I sent out several text messages, you know, whatever. Which girl is this again?
Could you imagine?
I'd say, are you the
Lisa? Are you Sally S or Sally G?
Exactly. The Lisa in New York or the Lisa in LA? Could you imagine? Oh, good. Okay, yeah. You are, actually, I do want to see you. I'm sorry. I thought you were the other Lisa. It's like started. Could you imagine?
I know exactly how that would go.
Wow.
Exactly. We all do. Yeah. Every single person here, male or female, knows exactly how that would go.
Wow. That's taken up in your numbers to a whole new level.
This is all the meat of the show.
By the way, have you ever had two dates on the same night?
I have.
And how'd you get out of it? Or did you? Did you pull it off?
I can one-up this.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
I've had two scheduled dates.
Uh-huh.
I've also had, you know, a scheduled date that just went horrific.
Yeah.
And then just found somebody else very quickly.
Like left with somebody else. Like you rent somewhere with one person, left with the other. I think that's funny.
Have you?
Nope.
No.
Oh. Every time Jill and I, when the cameras are off, have talks like this. She really admits what really went on during her singledom. And it's way, way, way further out there than any of us realize.
What?
And it's way, I say all this stuff on the air for some reason, probably because of my gender, which is ridiculous. You can say anything you want.
Nope.
I'm not. You don't have to uphold a relationship, a reputation, Jill, any longer.
Okay, thank you.
For me. I get it. I knew what I was getting into 10 years ago.
Yes. Okay, so this show is all about our upcoming title company. Okay, so let me talk about this. We did this a couple years ago. And again, everything we've done here at Land Academy is based on need and requests, not only us, but from our members. So years ago, they said, hey guys, we're getting tired. A and B could use some help closing our deals. What are you guys doing? Well, we have our own in-house staff that closes our deals for us. You know, they arrange the notaries. They take care of the mail back and forth. It comes in. They get them, you know, recorded. So, you know, we decided, hey, well, why not? We can do handle our own deals. Let's open it up to our members as well. Oh, and let's even do the general public as well. Why not? Because that's a good idea. So we created Title Mine, and it was a huge success. It was a
smash hit.
Overwhelmed. Like almost within the first week, we had to shut down taking orders, but like a curtain up and say, hold on a moment, because so many people hit us with these orders for us to close their deals. And let me back up and explain just a little more what this is. Imagine you're sending out your offers. The letter comes back signed. You have your one conversation with Mr. Jones. You're all on the same page about the price. Everything's great. He wants to sell. You want to buy. Great. And then you say, thanks. My people will call you. Click. Now what you would do is call our Title Mine company and say, hey, Mr. Jones, here's the price we agreed on. If you have the purchase agreement, great. Yeah. If not, doesn't matter. You know, and here's the property information. Please close this deal. Bye. Click.
Please close this deal because I have 10 more offers to deal with.
Right. So then what would happen is now my team would jump in and say, all right. And they would call Mr. Jones. Hi, my name is Title Mine. We work with Luke here. And we're calling to arrange a notary and get, you know, see what day is good for you. We'll get all that done. And then my team, my in-house people would talk to the seller, arrange a notary, create and prepare the deed, collect the money from you so you didn't have to, you just send it all to us. We would make sure that the payment got to the seller, and we would take care of the notary. We would get it back. We would go all the way through and record it for you. And then once all said and done, all you would do would get the recorded deed back in the mail. You're just like, phew, perfect. That was it. And then, you know, and we would keep you posted so you know when the recorded deed was on its way back or when it was recorded, so you could go ahead and start getting it, you know, sold, kind of thing. And then we would do it again if you want us to on the sell side. You could say, it's sold. Here's the buyer. Get it done. So it was beautiful. And as you can see, that's why it was seamless to our customers, because we know what we're doing, how to do this. It just got overwhelmed. And then what happened was our transactions were getting slowed down too because of the volume. We just couldn't keep up, so we had to eventually stop, title mine, do our own deals for a little bit, and we're going to bring it back.
I mean, it's what we ended up being is our members outsourced transaction coordinator.
Right.
So it was designed for is it was designed so that our members could do what's important, which is actually put the deal together.
Right.
Get the mail out, negotiate the deal, make sure it's okay, do the first steps, and just pile all the crap work.
Yep.
On our staff.
Exactly.
And as you can imagine, like, this is a bunch of type A entrepreneurs that we have in our group. We don't want to do paperwork. Exactly. I still don't want to do paperwork. Jill doesn't want to do paperwork. But we have an army of people that are interested in doing that work for us. So we're bringing it back.
Yep. And we're going to add another thing, and just to add this too. I don't have any dates and timelines now, so I know there's a lot of our members that are listening right now are like, oh, they've been waiting for this. They're like, I was hoping this would come back because it really was a time saver, and just it's amazing what a service this is. But we're also going to bring back then we were doing escrow only, which is we're only handling the deals that didn't need title, just like, you know, not a lot of money, real easy transactions, very cut and dry kind of transactions, where you didn't really need title insurance. You weren't going to buy out title insurance, you weren't going to sell with title insurance because they were very, you know, more inexpensive and they weren't necessarily going to build on it kind of deals. So now what we're going to do is we're working on, it probably will be phase two again, like we did originally with title. We're going to bring back the original escrow only phase, and then we'll roll in with title phase. So it's going to be good.
You know, we've got, I don't know, 9 or 10 companies. Some of them are support companies for our land and our Land Academy and for our House Academy. This one was the one that broke our actual website.
Yeah.
It was so, seriously, we were on vacation in Moab and this site got broken.
Yeah.
Because of so much traffic.
We couldn't do it.
I'm looking forward to it because now, you know, we learned.
We did.
We didn't get one negative review. Everybody loved it. Everybody loved it specifically for the transactions that were tough to get done.
Exactly.
When there's dead people and stuff. We can solve that.
Exactly.
Hey, we know your time is valuable. Thanks for spending some of it with us today. Join us next time for the episode called Complementing Data Results with Offers to Owners.
And we answer your questions posted on our online community found at landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
I'm super excited because the team that's going to be doing this is kind of a an outsourced, if you will, team that won't be sitting in our office. So we kind of won't know and see what's going on until they say, oh, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh. But we're preparing them. I think, too, that they don't really realize what's coming. Mm-hmm. And we know what's coming.
Yeah.
So it's going to be good. I'm really excited.
It's everybody wins with this.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. And wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.